way.
On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Pop Crew in KZN is calling for urgent intervention at Port Shepstone Correctional Centre, demanding the removal of the prison head, Mamulu Mbandra. The union accuses Mbandra of creating a toxic work environment with claims of unfair staff dismissals and intimidation of shop stewards. Thokozani Mlambo from the union says the problems have persisted for years.
He has targeted workers, putting fear on workers and intimidating workers. And he continues to show disregard for the union and its members.
He says the regional commissioner has been informed but hasn't resolved the issues. Last week, members picketed outside the correctional services offices to protest. Mlambo says poor leadership is at the heart of the unrest.
We do not believe he's got the skill to manage workers, especially in a head of center of correction, where we expect high professionalism, which he lacks the most.
The Department of Correctional Services has been contacted for comment. KZN police are investigating murder and attempted murder after a shooting in Durban Central. A taxi driver and his passenger were ambushed while parked outside a petrol station on Point Road on Friday. It's believed the driver returned fire. Provincial police spokesperson Robert Nechiwunda says two firearms were recovered from the scene.
During the shooting, the passenger in the vehicle was shot and certified dead at the scene. One man sustained gunshot injuries, and a woman who was working inside the shop was also caught with a bullet, and both of them were rushed to a hospital. Two AK-47 assault rifles were found at the scene, whereas a handgun was seized from the man who was hospitalized. The motive of the shooting is yet to be confirmed, however, taxi-related feud cannot be ruled out.
Israel has been given 6 more months to respond to South Africa's genocide allegations over its actions in Gaza. The new deadline is now January 12, 2026, pushed back from the end of July. Israel told the International Court of Justice it needs more time to address evidentiary issues. South Africa opposed the delay, pointing to the worsening humanitarian crisis in Gaza. The ICJ case continues under growing international scrutiny. And Pope Francis is expected to lead Easter celebrations at the Vatican today, just weeks after recovering from life-threatening pneumonia. The 88-year-old pontiff was discharged on March 23 after 38 days in hospital. He's set to deliver the traditional Urbi et Orbi blessing from the balcony overlooking St. Peter's Square at midday, marking the most important event on the Christian calendar. Your top story this hour. Pop Crew in KZN is calling for urgent intervention at the Port Shepstone Correctional Centre, demanding the removal of the prison head. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za and click on the news and traffic tab. For the Newswatch team, I'm Gunokuhle Malinga.